Keach's Catechism, questions 81 through 90. Question 81. What is forbidden in the Eighth Commandment? Answer. The Eighth Commandment forbids whatsoever does or may unjustly hinder our own or our neighbor's wealth or outward state. Question 82. Which is the Ninth Commandment? Answer. The Ninth Commandment is, Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Question 83. What is required in the Ninth Commandment? Answer. The Ninth Commandment requires the maintaining and promoting of truth between man and man, and of our own and our neighbor's good name, especially in witness bearing. Question 84. What is forbidden in the Ninth Commandment? Answer. The Ninth Commandment forbids whatsoever is prejudicial to truth or injurious to our own or our neighbor's good name. Question 85. Which is the 10th commandment? Answer. The 10th commandment is, Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Question 86. What is required in the 10th commandment? Answer. The 10th commandment requires full contentment with our own condition, with a right and charitable frame of spirit towards our neighbor and all that is his. Question 87. What is forbidden in the 10th commandment? Answer. The 10th commandment forbids all discontentment with our own estate, envying or grieving at the good of our neighbor, and all inordinate emotions and affections to anything that is his. Question 88. Is any man able perfectly to keep the commandments of God? Answer. No mere man since the fall is able in this life perfectly to keep the commandments of God, but daily breaks them in thought, word, and deed. Question 89. What then is the purpose of the law since the fall? Answer. The purpose of the law since the fall is to reveal the perfect righteousness of God, that his people may know his will for their lives, and the ungodly, being convicted of their sin, may be restrained therein and brought to Christ for salvation. Question 90. Are all transgressions of the law equally heinous? Answer. Some sins in themselves and by reason of several aggravations are more heinous in the sight of God than others.